And now mantra 6. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyevanu pasyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato na viju gupsate. Translation. He who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything nor any being. Purport. This is a description of the Mahabhagavat, the great personality who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are three stages to realization of the Supreme Lord's presence. The Kanishta Adhikari is in the lower stage of realization. He goes to one place of worship, such as a temple, church, or mosque, according to his religious faith, and worships there according to scriptural injunctions. Such a devotee considers the Lord to be present at the place of worship and nowhere else. He cannot ascertain who is in what position in devotional service, nor can he tell who has realized the Supreme Lord. Such devotees follow the routine formulas and sometimes quarrel among themselves, considering one type of devotion better than another. These Kanishta Adhikaris are actually materialistic devotees who are simply trying to transcend the material boundaries in order to reach the spiritual plane. Those who have attained the second stage of realization are called Madhyam Adhikaris. These devotees observe four principles, which are: 1. They see first of all the Supreme Lord. 2. They see next the devotees of the Lord. 3. They see the innocent who have no knowledge of the Lord. And 4. They see the atheists who have no faith in the Lord and who hate those in devotional service. The Madhyam Adhikari behaves differently according to circumstances. He adores the Lord, considering him to be the object of love, and he makes friends with those who are in devotional service. He tries to awaken the dormant love of God in the hearts of the innocent, but he does not approach the atheists who deride the very name of the Lord. In the third stage of realization is the Uttama Adhikari, who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee does not discriminate between an atheist and a theist, but sees everyone as part and parcel of God. He knows that there is no difference between a vastly learned Brahmin and a dog in the street, because both of them are of the Lord, although they are embodied differently according to the qualities of material nature. He sees that the Brahman, particle of the Supreme Lord, has not misused his little independence given him by the Lord, and that the dog particle has misused his independence and is therefore punished by the laws of nature by being encaged in an ignorant form. Not considering the respective actions of the Brahman and the dog, the Uttama Adhikari tries to do good to both. Such a learned devotee is not misled by material bodies, but is attracted by the spiritual spark within the respective entities. Those who imitate an Uttama Adhikari by flaunting a sense of oneness or fellowship, but who behave on the bodily platform, are actually false philanthropists. The conception of universal brotherhood must be learned from an Uttama Adhikari and not from a foolish person who does not properly understand the individual soul and the supersoul expansion of the Supreme Lord who dwells everywhere. It is clearly mentioned in this sixth mantra that one should observe or see. This means that one must follow the previous Acharya, the perfected teacher. Anupashyati is the exact Sanskrit word used in this connection. Pashyati means to observe. This does not mean that one should try to see things as he does with the naked eye. Due to material defects, the naked eye cannot see anything properly. One cannot see properly unless he has heard from a superior source, and the highest source is the Vedic wisdom, which is spoken by the Lord Himself. Vedic truths are coming in disciplic succession from the Lord to Brahma, from Brahma to Narad, from Narad to Vyas, and from Vyas to many other disciples. Formerly, there was no need to record the messages of the Vedas because people in earlier ages were more intelligent and had sharper memories. They could follow instructions simply by hearing once from the mouth of a bona fide spiritual master. At present, there are many commentaries on the revealed scriptures, but most of them are not in the line of disciplic succession coming from Srila Vyasadeva, who originally taught the Vedic wisdom. The final, most perfect and sublime work of Srila Vyasadeva is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the authorized commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. There is also Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by the Lord Himself and which was recorded by Vyasadeva. These are the most important revealed scriptures, and any commentary that contradicts the principles of the Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam is unauthorized. There is complete agreement among the Upanishads, Vedanta, the Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam, and no one should try to reach any conclusion about the Vedas without receiving instructions from members of Vyasadeva's disciplic succession, or at least from those who believe in the personality of Godhead and His diverse energies. According to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 9, only one who is already on the liberated platform can become an Uttama Adhikari devotee and see every living being as his own brother. This vision cannot be had by politicians who are always after some material gain. When one imitates the symptoms of an Uttama Adhikari, he may serve his outward body for the purpose of fame or material reward, but he does not serve the spirit soul. Such an imitator can have no information of the spiritual world. The Uttama Adhikari sees the living entity's spirit soul and serves him as spirit. Thus, the material aspect is automatically served.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.